بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، for today let me begin by mentioning the basic fundamental principle of Islam, which is justice. People normally translate Islam as peace. So Islam means peace. You would have seen these slogans and captions. Islam means peace. Peace is the result of something else. In this world, we live in a world of cause and effect, right? Cause and effect. There is a cause, there is a result. Peace is the effect. If you want to achieve an effect, you have to address the cause. What is it that creates peace? And what is that? Justice. As long as there is injustice, there can never be peace, because people will fight against that, whatever the form of that fight. But peace cannot exist in the presence of injustice. So justice is the cause, the result of which is peace. So if we want peace, we must ensure justice. Now, where does that begin? That begins, number one, with myself. So what is the meaning of saying, how do I establish justice with myself? By worshipping none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. Because that's the fundamental, foundational point where it starts. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And then I establish justice on myself by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means following the sunnah of محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And then where does it go? Next step is my family. How do I treat the people who are in my care? Whoever they might be, maybe parents, maybe children, maybe spouse, maybe somebody else staying in my house, whoever is in my care, how do I treat them? Do I treat them with justice or do I treat them unjustly? Believe me, you can be a hafiz of the Quran, you could have memorized the Siyar Sitta, all the kitabs of hadith, you could be the greatest mufti in the world. But if you are unjust in your own home, you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and may Allah protect you and me from that. You and I will be among those about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he asked the people, he said, who are the destitute of the ummah? He's not saying who are the poor, he's saying who are the destitute, who's the destitute? Then what's the difference between being poor and being a destitute? Poor is poverty. Somebody has less money. But destitute means what? Destitute means you have nothing. Nothing. No food, no shelter, no nothing. Absolutely. So the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they said, Ya Rasulullah, the destitute would be people who have no dinar, no dirham, no money. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. He said, the destitute of the ummah will be those who will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with salah, with sawm, with zakat, with umrah, with hajj, right? So these are not people who are denying Allah or something or committing shirk, no. Muslims praying 5 times a day in the masjid, hifz of Quran and this, and praying zakat and lot of charity and all kinds of good works. He said they will come with good deeds the size of the mountain of Uhud. And then there will be a line of people to whom they were unjust, whose rights they did not give. In that, maybe your wife, maybe your husband, maybe your children, maybe your relatives, maybe your neighbors. And believe me, Muslim, not Muslim, no, anybody. Whoever that you were unjust to, long line of people. And they will say, Ya Rab, today we want justice. Because today you are the judge. This day belongs to you. Malik Yawmuddin. Now on the day of judgment, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the currency is what? Deeds. So what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give from this mountain worth of good deeds that this man or woman brought, Allah will give to those who he or she was unjust to. People that they abused, people that they beat, people whose rights they took away, people who they should have taken care of and they did not take care and they oppressed. They will keep giving and keep giving and keep giving until that entire mountain worth of good deeds will be finished. But the line of people will still be there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who knows everything, will ask in order to establish the hujjat. Allah will say, now what do you want me to do? His good deeds are gone. Nothing is left. They will say, Ya Rab, give our sins to that person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person who came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a mountain worth of good deeds will go into the Jahannam carrying somebody else's sins. That is the importance of justice. Why am I saying this? Because I began by saying what? Let us look at ourselves, our own lives. We are not here to accumulate knowledge. We are here to apply this knowledge. So let me look in my life and say, who am I being unjust to? And whoever it is, do not go to bed tonight without apologizing to them and without straightening out whatever it is that you were being unjust on. And I'm not speaking only to you guys. I'm saying, obviously, inshallah, all of you, this does not apply to you, inshallah. But if it applies to you, do it. If it does not apply to you, take the message to anybody else. And say that, let us not go to bed tonight until we settle this score. Because you, believe me, you don't want and I don't want to be that person about whom this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. We do not want to be that person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from that. We ask Allah to make us among those who are always just. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from ourselves and our ego and our nafs and our hawa and our khayshat and our desires, which will take us into the hellfire if Allah does not protect. And we ask Allah to protect us. We ask Allah to enable us to follow the beautiful sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and to live this life in a way where Allah jalla jalaluhu will be pleased with us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته